of Camilla's loopy script. Studying the landmarks, the conclusion was inescapable. She should have reached it by now. Molly tucked the map away. She untwisted the top off the water bottle and took a tiny pull, barely enough to wet her throat. She was angry with herself. She hadn't prepped right. Everything from her shoes to her water supply was all wrong. She couldn't afford to be so careless. Anxiety bloomed in her chest as she dug out her cell phone. She stepped into the middle of the creek bed and powered up. No bars, of course. She would have been shocked if she'd managed to get any. She tipped her head back and gazed at the cloudless sky. A swallow flew over and swooped into a mud nest beneath a ledge. Molly's breath caught. There. She took a few steps back and stared at the twisted juniper clinging to the rocky outcropping. The tree's tortured shape was unmistakable. She tucked away the phone and water bottle and slung on her pack. Skimming the sloped canyon wall, she spied a faint trail. Molly scrambled up the path, grabbing tree roots and warm rocks for balance. Thorny branches snagged her shirt, but she jerked it loose as she hurried up the trail. When she reached the top, she turned around, and there it was. Panting, she stopped and took a moment to admire the axial twist, like the double helix of a DNA strand. But this life form was even more mysterious. Snap. She turned and scanned the arid landscape. Green mesquite bushes fluttered in the sunlight, and a shadow shifted near a giant sodal. On instinct, she reached for the .22 in the pancake holster at the small of her back. She rested her hand on the pistol as she surveyed the brush. Mountain lions were rare in this area, but she had an irrational fear of predatory mammals. She didn't want to get between a mama and her kittens. Snick. Hello? She listened closely, but the only sound was the faint whisper of wind through the scrub brush. She turned to face the tree again. The angel tree. She didn't know who had named it or why. Heart thrumming now, she pulled out her water bottle again and took a sip to calm her nerves. The sip became a guzzle. Now that she'd reached her destination, she knew exactly how long it would take to get back. She slipped off her pack and set her gear on the ground. Then she took a deep breath and approached the tree. It was taller than she'd expected. She studied the gnarled branches and peeling bark, noting the scattered rock piles from the hikers, pilgrims, who had come before her. Tentatively, she reached out to touch the trunk. Nothing. She stayed totally motionless, but nothing happened. She didn't feel a thing. A still, silent minute elapsed, and then the wind gusted, kicking up a dust devil nearby. Delight zinged through her. Coincidence? Or something else? She didn't used to believe in woo-woo nonsense, as her dad would have called it. She didn't used to believe in a lot of things. Once upon a time, she'd been practical, logical, level-headed, but desperation had a way of thwarting everything. A warm tear slid down her cheek and she brushed it away. Awe and reverence washed over her in a cooling wave. She took another deep breath. Now what? Should she say a prayer? Meditate? She'd never had the urge to build one of those damn rock piles, and now was no exception. But she had to do something to mark the moment. Snap. She whirled around. Hello? She called. Louder this time. Molly squinted at the line of mesquite trees. A man stepped out and her heart jumped into her throat. He was tall and broad-shouldered. The brim of a baseball cap cast a shadow over his face. As he moved closer, she got a better look at him, and relief flooded her. Oh, it's you, she huffed. What are you doing here? Not answering, he took another step.